At the end of the day, when I come out of the mic booth, I don't give a shit what I just rapped about. Put it this way, my comical shit, I really don't care what I rapped about. Like, my comical shit is really political. There's a deeper meaning behind, like, everything I say, and it's like just making fun of the world. That's all I'm doing. I'm having fun with rap, and I'm making fun of all the fucked up shit that's going on in the world.
Continued commercial success and critical acclaim coincided with a period in his private life when several outstanding personal and legal issues were being resolved. With four different legal cases hanging over his head, Eminem was happy to admit that the possibility of serving time was his biggest worry. He was desperate not to be away from his daughter, who close associates say he has always doted upon. Interestingly, he had recently expressed concern about his daughter listening to some of his lyrics. When she had been too young to understand, he'd never really shielded her from the music, but now she was getting older, he tried to avoid playing his material around her at all. He also said it was not the actual profanities that concerned him, but the angry tone he often used in his lyrics, something that he never used in front of Hayley. He warmly told reporters how Hayley's friends would ask for his autograph and want him to rap for them when they had sleepovers, and touchingly said that being that little, the only thing I want her to worry about is playing. So, with such a loving bond between father and daughter, it was vital for Eminem that he stayed out of jail. The first case to get cleared up concerned the charge of carrying a concealed weapon during an incident outside the Hot Rock Sports Bar in Michigan, where he'd said he'd seen a man kissing his then-wife Kim. In April 2001, Eminem was given 2 years probation by the judge. Prosecutors had sought a jail sentence of 4 to 6 months, and he was relieved not to be sent to prison, of course. But he was also not about to be complacent either. He made it clear that the whole experience had been what he called a reality check. He also said it was a relief that the courts had sentenced him fairly and as a human being, rather than making an example of him because of his high profile. Wearing a somber black suit while speaking to reporters outside the court, Eminem said he was glad it was all over and he was keen to get home to see Hayley Jade and continue making music. According to reports, the judge also directed him to pay $60 to the local Crime Victims' Rights Fund, plus $30 a month in supervision fees over the course of the probation. The charge could carry a jail sentence of up to 5 years, something that might still stand if the terms of the probation were broken. The lawsuit from the man in question, John Guerra, ended when Eminem was reported by MTV to have paid him in the region of $100,000. Despite her own ongoing legal wrangles with her son, Eminem's mum, Debbie Mathers Briggs, told the press she did not want to see him go to jail for the gun charge. That lawsuit was also settled during this time for substantially less than the $10 million first mentioned. The final legal issue concerning the fracas with the employee of rival Detroit rap group Insane Clown Posse outside a car stereo shop came to a close when Eminem was given 1 year's probation. Surely young kids having any contact with arguably the world's biggest music star, a man who had dragged himself up from very difficult circumstances to become a revered multi-millionaire artist, would be of some benefit to the community. For his part, a remorseful Eminem said he thought he might be going to prison at some point and claimed it had calmed him down and made him realise that all his huge success could end tomorrow. However, with non-custodial sentences only and the clamour for his next album rising to a near hysterical pitch, there seem to be no signs of Eminem fever subsiding just yet.